osmal regulation, and ion regulation. Water and ions are essential to life. Ion regulation involves keeping the correct balance of internal ion levels. Some important ions are sodium, chloride, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Osmal regulation involves the control of water levels to maintain homeostasis. Ion concentrations are important to maintaining the structures of enzymes, structural proteins, and nucleic acids. Fish have developed a diverse array of methods for balancing osmotic pressure and ion levels. There are two strategies for each, either conforming to the external conditions, or regulation of an internal condition which is distinct from that of the environment. Hagfish are both ion conformers and osmo conformers. They've adapted their biochemistry to work within the same range of osmotic pressure and ion levels as that of their environment. Sharks living in saltwater are ion regulators and osmo conformers. They regulate internal ion concentrations using pumps, but conform to the same osmotic pressure as seawater. They're able to do this by increasing internal urea levels. The urea just acts as another solute, and water doesn't care what the solute is, just what the total solute levels are. Urea is normally toxic in high concentrations. Sharks overcome this by producing large amounts of TMAO, trimethylamine oxide, which counteracts the urea's toxicity. Many other fish regulate both ions and osmotic pressure. Obviously, there's a big difference between ion levels in saltwater and freshwater. After all, sodium and chlorine are what make saltwater salty. Fish in freshwater have higher concentrations of ions than the water, so water wants to enter the fish to equalize the osmotic pressure. Freshwater fish deal with this by not drinking and by pumping in ions using ion pumps in their gills and digestive tract. They also make large amounts of dilute urine to pump out excess water that's constantly flowing in. Saltwater fish have the opposite problem. In saltwater, ions want to flow into the fish, and water wants to flow out. They deal with this by pumping out ions using ion pumps in their gills and kidneys, and they often have specialized salt glands to secrete salt. They get water by drinking lots of water, and their guts don't have the same pumps that freshwater fish have, so they can limit salt intake while drinking. Lastly, they urinate very concentrated urine infrequently to reduce water loss. Overall, ion levels and osmotic pressure are important to the biochemistry of all life, and fish have evolved different methods for dealing with the same problem and have been able to adapt to the very different environments of fresh and salt water.